today we're not only going to talk about it briefly, but we're going to practice prayer, making room for prayer. And not just even individual prayer, but prayer together as a church. All right? It really, really matters. If Jesus made room for prayer, don't you think we should follow that example? Right? He was pretty well liked when he was walking the earth. Everybody wanted to be around him. And Luke 5:16 says this, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places for prayer. He had to get alone to be able to meet with the Lord, to be able to have space and margin outside the noise and outside the crowds, all right? And if Jesus, the Son of God, needed to do that, how much more do we need to make sure that we're making room for that kind of space with the Lord? Amen? Now, listen, you don't want to just have it as a to-do list. Well, I did my 5 minutes today. It's a relationship, that connection with God Almighty, and being able to separate yourself outside of the distractions of life to be able to not only talk to him, but to listen. God, what do you want to say to me today? What do you want me to participate today in, right? Instead of us just getting up, running about our day, and then wondering, God, why isn't my day blessed? Well, you totally missed even connecting with him, right? If we start off our day in prayer, in connection, we will see a lot more goodness in our life. Prayer matters. Busyness can replace our dependence on God. And even good things. You can be doing a lot of good things, and it can start to take away from that time spent with the Lord, all right? And so we have to guard that. We have to guard our time with the Lord. Here's the challenge I want us to grow in, church. I want us to not only be a church that prays. We do. We want to grow in that, though, right? We don't want to just settle into, yeah, we do a good job of praying. We want to grow in that. But we also want to have prayer at our homes, right? We want moms and dads to lead their families in times of prayer. We want husbands and wives to have devotions together. If you're not married, we want you to be able to have a time with the Lord yourself. Because out of that comes everything else in life. I promise you, you can seek all the things of the world and nothing will be as good as some time and space in the presence of the Lord. It makes all of the difference. Mark 11:24 says this, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you received it, it will be yours. Now, sometimes people will use this scripture, and they use it in not a super good way. They use it in a sense of, well, Lord, I really feel like I need a brand new Mercedes, so I'm going to ask you for that Mercedes, expecting that anything I pray for and believe that I'm going to receive it. All right, let me tell you, that is not the heart of this scripture. All right, we want to pray in humility, coming before the Lord who has already given us everything, asking for things, yes, according to his will, right? We have to remember God has a plan and a purpose. And yeah, we have desires of our heart and there's things that we want, right? Maybe we want a relationship fixed and healed. We can bring those things to the Lord, absolutely. But God's not a vending machine. It's not a magic wand, right? We bring our requests. He wants us to. And then he takes those and he'll answer them according to his will and his purpose. But I want to encourage you to bring your prayer requests. Don't stop bringing them. Bring them to him. Believe that God will answer your prayers. I will tell you, in this last season, as we've stepped out and planted a church and sent people from here, I've had to step out in faith and trust the Lord big time. It's hard to release, right, when you want to gather. It's secure to gather and keep people close. But when God has called us to be a multiplying church, that then means we will be sending more, even pastors and missionaries and other maybe church plants in the future. So we have to get good at trusting the Lord. Amen? Prayer is not about getting our way. Understand that. We are his children. He is our Father. He is so good. But we have to trust him. We bring the request to him. We believe that he can do it, but then we have to trust him. Same thing when we stepped out in this church plant. I knew the Lord was asking us to do it. I didn't know how it was going to all work out, but I had to trust the Lord that he would provide and take care of all the details. And we're watching him do that. We're watching him not only care for the church plant, but then care for us as well. Amen? The power of prayer. We've got to make room for it in our lives, because guess what? If you don't, everything else in life will take over. All the things that aren't really eternal, that don't really matter, will suck your life, and you won't have that time and that space with Jesus. When you're with Jesus, it's his presence that changes us. There's really nothing else besides his word that can transform us, right? A few minutes in the presence of God is worth years of therapy. I'm not anti-counseling and therapy, but I'm just saying the presence of God can do a whole lot if we would just make room for it. Amen? And as a church, we want to continue to practice that. We want to continue to not just talk about prayer, but pray. And so today, you are going to participate in helping us pray today. In your bulletin, you'll see a little half sheet. So go ahead and pull that out. I want to make reference to this. The last few years, we have been putting together a prayer list, things that we are praying for Rockside Church. And we bring these out at different prayer sessions, Saturdays, Wednesdays, different times we gather, and we'll pray through these. The board, the ministry team, they all have these. We utilize these at staff meetings. We are praying through these 12 prayer points a lot, because we believe, and we've watched God through the years, as we've prayed for these things, we've watched God answer them. And again, we pray according to his will, not according to our will. Amen. And so today I have a few friends that are going to come up, and they're going to pray on a couple of these different topics. Now, we're not going to pray through all 12, so don't worry. Don't be like, oh my, we're going to be here for the next hour praying. No, we're going to be here for the next few moments. But we're going to take these to prayer, because we believe that the church, which is all of you, right? God has called us to multiply, to grow, to love. And sometimes we need help with some of those things. Like, for instance, reaching the lost, right? Sometimes we need help with that. Sometimes we need help with our faith to grow. So we want to pray into those things. We believe in miracles, but we're saying, God, we want to see more miracles. I want to be a conduit of a miracle. God, use me however that is, right? We have a church plant that we're in the process of walking with, and we want to pray for them today. And so we're going to pray on those four different topics. And so I want to invite up to the front here our youth director, Keisha. And she's going to lead us in prayer for reaching the lost, not just youth, not just kids, but reaching the lost in our community. Amen? Now, as we do this, as we pray, we're going to have somebody up here praying on the mic. That doesn't mean you just get to chill out, all right? We're participating in prayer today. So what you get to do is join along with whoever's up here praying, and you be praying for that same thing. Because we're going to agree in prayer that God is going to help us, right, even more so, reach the lost. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Keisha.
Amen. So yeah, just real quick before I pray, because I just felt that in my heart. I genuinely feel like God wants to renew our passion for this. This is what he's called us as a command, right? To reach the lost and to make disciples. Like, it's what God commands us to do. So we can do it. Each and every one of us can do it. We don't have to be a pastor, an ordained pastor, to reach the lost. Like, it's your neighbor, it's your friend, it's your family. Those are all the people that we need to reach, right? And I was just really quick thinking about, I was at Walmart. One day, I'm always at Walmart. I feel like I always share it about being at Walmart, but I was at Walmart one day, and there was this person, this worker, and you can tell, you know, from the outside, like, they live a different lifestyle. He struggled with his identity, all of these things. And the thing is, I could legit see people that would avoid him, like, fully avoid him. And the thing is, to show Jesus, like, you don't have to agree with their lifestyle. You don't have to agree with what they do. But your love and your compassion for them should lead you, right? That should be leading, right? And I remember I just was, hey, can you help me find this? I really can't find it. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. It's right here and all that stuff. And I was like, thank you so much. And I just asked him, what's your name? And he told me his name. And then it just opened up a really sweet conversation. He's like, man, I'm just having a really horrible day. And I was like, I'm really sorry. But you know what? It's going to get better. I'm going to be praying for you, and I'm going to pray for you now if you let me. And he was like, yeah. And I prayed for him. And now every time he sees me at Walmart, he finds me. He finds me, and he's like, thank you for praying for me and all these things. And I'm praying for breakthrough in his life. But that's what we're meant to do. We're not meant to run away from people and ignore them. Like, people need Jesus. They need love. They need compassion. So let's pray into that this morning. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for your presence in this place. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would increase our passion, that you would increase our mercy and our compassion for people, Lord. I pray that we would see opportunities, Lord, to be Jesus with feet, right? To go into these dark places, Lord, and share of your love and of your mercy and of your grace with people. They need you, Lord. I pray that we would stop wanting to be just comfortable, Lord. I pray that we're not just settling in, Lord, but even in uncomfort and in our anxiety, that we're able to move and talk to people and pray for them and reach them, Lord, because there's a lot of darkness in the world, a lot of darkness, and you've called us to be light. You've called us to be salt. And I just pray, Jesus, that we would go into these dark places, Lord, to our friends, to our families, to our neighbors, and that we're able to just be a good representative of who you are. You cared for the lost. You cared for people. And I pray that you would move us to compassion, Lord. Move our hearts to be compassionate again, Lord, for people. So I just thank you. And I pray, Lord, that you would move Rockside Church, that we would be a light in our community, Lord, that we would be a light to the people of Independence and the people surrounding us, Lord, and that we would be able to reach more people for your kingdom, Lord. We thank you for that this morning. Thank you because we're in agreement together and we're praying, Lord, that we will see people reach. We will see lost people come to church and experience the joy and the salvation that there is in you, Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you for what's to come. And we just thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. So good. Thank you, Jesus. All right, next up, we are going to pray. I want to invite Scott Mitchell, our board member. Listen, we're going to be praying for increased faith, and I want to just say this. No matter how long you've known Jesus, we all need to have our faith grown, shaped, sometimes stretched, all right? And so just because you've known the Lord for a little bit doesn't mean that this isn't something we all need.
Absolutely. And so since this is participatory, yes, right? So for those of you who've been walking with Jesus about as long as Methuselah was alive, when we talk about faith, what scripture comes to mind? Is there a chapter in the Bible? Anthony. For faith. Okay, how about Mary? Oh. Thank you. That's what I was looking for, was Hebrews 11. Okay, and 7. You actually chose the one that I'm going to focus in on. And so with that, it was with Noah building the ark in faith. So, not to discourage you, how long do you think that took? How many? 100 is a lot of what people think, but it really ranges anywhere, scholars say, from 60 years to 120. So faith is something that is long-term, okay? Not to discourage you, because faith, prayer, are uncomfortable. So, and that's what we're going to pray into. So don't get discouraged if something you're praying for doesn't happen overnight, or that it takes long suffering, or maybe there's ridicule, right? Faith takes action. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we pray for your faith. Give us your eyes. Give us your faith. You've said that even a grain of mustard seed is enough, right? Lord, we pray for that. Take our little faith and grow it. Let our faith be bold. Let it be unwavering. In the face of ridicule, let us stand on your word. Let us persevere in our faith. Let us see you move. And God, as we sang this morning, let us put our trust in you, what you've called us to. Let us surrender and obey you, your word. Give us mountain moving faith. As we look to the future, you've got a call for Rockside. You've got a call for each one of us individually. Let us have faith to live out what you have called us. And Lord, anoint us with your faith. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much. All right. The third prayer point that we're going to focus on is number 6 on your prayer list, miracles. So Pastor Vinny, if you'll come up and lead us in a time of prayer. Yeah, come on, right?
And just a reminder, you have these in your handouts, so in your bulletins as well, that you can take them home and continue to pray with them, right? I love to talk about miracles. I have seen God do miracles in my life, and I have seen God do miracles in the life of my daughter and those people all around me. But I didn't grow up that way. I grew up not really believing that things like that can happen, even though I read it in the Bible. And I saw it over and over. I just didn't really see it or know that it could happen. But I can tell you from real life experience and from seeing it myself that it does, right? And there are lots and lots of people who need miracles. You might need a miracle yourself, right? And so God absolutely will respond to prayer. Right? And God will still do today miracles, even if we don't expect it, right? Faith is a big part of it. Thanks, Scott, for praying on that, right? Faith is a big part of that. And that's what Jesus said over and over when he was here on earth, right? So let's faithfully pray right now for God to do these miracles that people need in their life. We've been praying for multiple people in the church as well. If you get the newsletter every week, there's a list of people who need miracles in their life. But also in our communities, our neighbors, right? All around us, people need those miracles. They need to experience God in that way, right? So let's pray. God, you are so good, and I say it again, you are so faithful to your word. God, you'd say that if we ask, we will receive. And so we come together today as a family to pray for those miracles, for healing, miracles for deliverance. God, there are so many people who are battling things, God, that they need that breakthrough that you provide. And so, God, we pray that you continue to work in them, and God, that you bring them through that, right? That you are able to heal those who need physical healing. God, as we think about the folks that are sitting around us, We may or may not know what they need, but God, help us to pray for each other, for those miracles. I know it changed my life, and God, I just pray for the miraculous. I pray for your power to touch every person in this room and to fill their needs in a great and wonderful way. Thank you, God, for forgiving us. Thank you for sending Jesus to save us, to heal us, and to deliver us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you enjoying participating? Yeah, right? Yeah, you get to be a part of what God is doing, not just listening to a talking head. Sometimes we can get in a kind of like a stuck place, right? And so this is great because you get to participate. You get to be a part of what is going on. And so we're super grateful for that. The last thing that we're going to pray about today is our church plant. And again, we're super thankful that the Lord has allowed us to be a part of this. We are currently still raising money. We'll give you the next update of how much we've raised for July. At the end of this month, we'll let you know. And then we're going to, in August, continue to raise money. Our goal is $6,000 in this season. So we are looking forward to be able to bless them in the next little bit of chunk of money for the church plant. But we know God is faithful, and he is taking care of every step of the way with Pastors Jordan and Leah and their team. And so I'm going to ask J.D. Wyatt. He's another one of our board members. He's going to come and lead us in prayer for our church plant. So thank you, J.D.
Yeah, just like Pastor Michelle, it's really great that we're able to just partner with Thrive, Pastors Lee and Jordan for the Brooklyn Church Plant and come alongside them. And they're already doing great things. They're impacting the community and just a couple things like out in the park. They just did something, just blessing people, praying for them. And it was really cool seeing updates from them on Facebook. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray for them. And, yeah, so we thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus, for Pastors Leah and Jordan Niemitz, Lord God. We thank you for this, call that you've placed on their hearts, this church plant, Lord God, and that they were faithful in stepping forward into that and trusting you. And God, in all this, we come together with them and in agreement that you are the God who provides. We thank you, Jesus, that you know every provision, thing that they need provision for, Lord God. You know every step they have to take forward into establishing that church, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that they are sensitive to listening to your voice and your direction, Jesus. And in that, we also pray, Lord God, that the leadership team that they have, Lord God, that you would continue to stir in their hearts and that they would want to develop that relationship closer with you, Lord God, that you would just put that burden on their heart to reach the people in the community, to draw others in, Lord Jesus. We pray that they would be solidified and unified as one, as just as you and God the Father and the Holy Spirit are all one, Lord God, that they would all come together in unity as a leadership team, but also as the congregation, as they draw people in and they grow and they press forward into deepening their faith and relationship with you, Lord God. We just give that to you, Lord. We pray that their faith and love would be evident amongst one another, that it wouldn't just be a show to put on or just for the numbers or just to have people there or just to have a huge crowd, Lord God, but that it would be genuine, that there would be genuine faith, that there would be people drawn in by your presence, not by anything that they've done, but what you've done, Lord Jesus. So we just pray in agreement, and we pray, Lord God, for this church plant that it would thrive. We thank you, Lord Jesus, this Brooklyn church plant, and that Brooklyn and even beyond Brooklyn would come to know the saving faith and salvation that you've given to everyone on the cross. So we give you thanks and we give you praise, Lord Jesus, for this. And in all this we pray, in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.